people out there going to get some money. Not now, but I mean, right now this watch it cost a dub. My swag 100 plus, black up tie your gold chain. It's see my plug, make the cut. I'm in the club, I own the club. Bitch, that's cost enough. This ain't no buzzy, see your lady, see you play for us. Run it up,
run it up. Oh, niggas, the Texans right now.
Because the Raiders can possibly win a game.
Can they?
Yes. Yes. They can possibly.
I don't know.
I'm ready to cash in. I need every dollar they hooping and hollering. Hey, celebrity bash in. I'm speaking of trolling fans. I'm turning their nosy, man. Yeah, King Diamond spoke a hand. But I'm low on cash. Hit the money dance. I'm breaking that. Yeah, they shot it from the
I mean, Marcus already made his pick. Please. I am in the exact same.
38 to nothing. Nigga.
Wanna know how I know these niggas never seen money? Give a nigga a rope. Then they Indiana Johnson. Can't count the how many of times nigga money been funny. Stack it up, yeah, Nike shoebox and savings and loans.
These niggas started Alonzo Gill at shooting guard and beat them. Can't you see? What?
Money and power, oh yeah, respect. I'm demanding this shit, I'm fucking up commas. I'm high as a jet, I'm flexing this shit. I can tell it's my time without checking my race. Feeling like I learned the best in this bitch. Had a few songs when I went at this shit. And if money ain't talking, I'm exiting quick. These niggas can match my
shout out, mad fuck. Hey, look, Magic Johnson is the greatest point guard of all time. If I ever said different on this show, I was high.
Bag and I keep it running like Michelin Man. These niggas is crazy. They thinking that I ain't been on my shit lately. Go try to play me. I'm turning to ghost. I'm calling them Swayze. So shit just amaze me. Believe in these rappers when niggas is flaky. Respect it greatly. Show up in your hood and moving it safely. And tell you to run it up. My karma is beautiful. Please don't fuck it up. For those who ain't heard of
my... Yeah.
We back.
Hi. How's everybody doing? I hadn't seen you guys in a long ass time.
Yeah, it's been so long you decided to wear pastels.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Something a little different today. You know what I'm saying? Back to school fit, you know what I'm saying? I had to get my back to school swag back on.
What school?
I don't have one. I just saw everybody posting their kids going back to school today, so I just wanted to join in on the fun of going back to school.
So you're saying that you laid this outfit out last night?
Laid it out last night under the mattress, ironed it up, all that good stuff.
I'm just gonna let that be. Do the intro. Your intro.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Gerard. Conversations at the Shop, episode. I don't know. But we back, though. Season 4. We back in this thing. I got my boys back with me. Malik right here. You know what I'm saying? Got my boy Corey in the building. Marcus couldn't make it back, but you know, he's here in spirit.
Thank you. Just oh no.
Allow me a second to address something real quick. Cause I'm sure the elephant in the room is gonna be why the fuck is Malik here? He said he wasn't gonna be like part of the show anymore, but like, y'all niggas stupid. Like do y'all know like look, to be honest, like let's keep it a buck. Let's be honest. I didn't think I was gonna have time. I didn't want to be like a hindrance in any way. Man, it showed me everything to me, man. It took me some time to kind of step back, and I'm always gonna have time to do this. I love these brothers. Like, my life felt empty without these niggas, and it's crazy that I say that because I hate them, but. My life felt empty without these niggas. I realized that no matter what I got going on, I'm always going to find time for this show, even if it kills me. So I'm back. I didn't miss you fans or nothing like that. You pull a Doja Cat. I didn't miss y'all fans. Like Dish. I didn't miss Dish. Dish is a terrible Knicks fan. I didn't miss Dish. but my homies on the show, yeah, I missed y'all, man. I missed y'all for real, man. I missed y'all.
We miss you too, brother. Don't do that.
Jesus. And so it begins.
Yes. Yeah, that lets you know that we're back.
Yeah.
Let you know that we're back for real, man.
A little harsh.
But yeah, man. All right. Where we left off it on our last episode, as everybody does know.
Don't do this.
Oh, shit.
Don't do this. You had your episode to do this. You even came on, what's it called? Pushing Narratives and did you just call me champ, dog. Like, yo, we don't need to hear that shit right now. All right? Just get to the show. You had to.
I'm getting my transition into what we finna talk about.
Sorry, sir.
Can I do that?
I just apologize to you. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, dang, bro. As before, I was rudely interrupted. Where we last left off at? The Nuggets won the NBA championship.
See, nigga, there was no transition. I was waiting
at
for this.
At all. I'm like, we're sitting here giving you this time to transition into something. And you pull a fake ass Barry Horowitz moment.
But anyway, dog, NBA offseason moves. What's the biggest move of the offseason is so far to you guys?
Hasn't happened yet.
Pretty much. I mean, if we're going off what is actually happening, it's probably the Jaylen Brown contract.
I guess.
I mean, that's literally the biggest. Definitely the biggest money. But this wasn't like an offseason of like huge. Why would you? God damn it, Dish.
Right. No. I hate Dish. My bad about what I said about you, my boy. My bad.
This hasn't been like an offseason full of like a bunch of massive, huge, big moves or shit like that. Like, this hasn't been that type of offseason. We're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Dame. We know Philly ain't about to sit here and just trade James Harden for no bullshit. What are you doing? It's Jaylen Brown contract, which Jaylen Brown contract and the AD extension, which were both moves that were going to be made. They were going to pay the maximum price to keep them. That's how the NBA works. Like, everyone, if you, especially as a wing, if you are a wing, that's the number one thing people want. Are you a wing? Can you shoot? Play defense. Jaylen Brown does those couple of things at a pretty damn high level. And all these wings who don't do shit nearly as good as him get some form of a max. You should know, Gerard, y'all gave Michael Porter a max. And that nigga was barely better than Bruce Brown in the fucking playoffs. So, like, we can't sit here and act like these wings. They're going to get maxes. They're going to get max contracts. Bradley Beal got a max, and he ain't been out of the second round and ain't done shit. Why was Jaylen Brown able to get the $300 million? Because you made all NBA. So the reason he was able to get that max is literally because he balled out in the season to get recognized for it. So he got that super max eligible because of the work he put in. Yeah, he was really not shit, especially in that last series. He was awful. But you can't ignore the fact that that shit postseason came on the heels of a regular season in which he was a very good player enough to be make an All-NBA team, which came off the previous year's postseason when he was clearly your best player in the NBA Finals when you were two wins away from championship. The numbers are rising because the money overall is rising. It's going to get bigger because the NBA rights deal is coming up in a couple of years, so that salary cap is going to jump again like it did in 2015. Mm-hmm. These contracts are going to be these contracts are going to be big like this. That's what it is. And guess what? In 2 years, Giannis is a free agent. Luka's a free agent. Shai Gill's a free agent. None of these contracts are going to be the biggest contracts in the league within another 2 years. It's just pay the cost to do business. That's what it is.
All of that. Gerard, did you see that? All of that was to like justify the AD shit. All of that. That's what I heard. Like, I was like halfway through, I was just like, sounds like all this is to justify giving AD $62 million a fucking season. I mean, like, that's just.
It was an extension on the contract.
Huh?
It was just. Did he not? So you're telling me he didn't earn a max deal this past season? A max extension.
How many games did he play?
More than he played the last 2 years.
But that's not what I asked you. I asked you how many games did he play.
I believe it was 56.
How many games do you need in the upcoming CBA to be considered 65. For All-NBA and all of that? So he's right. He's not hitting that threshold. When's the last time he played 65 okay. games in the season?
Did he hit the threshold his first year in L.A.? I don't recall exactly because obviously that was the COVID season and it got shut down, but he would have played more than 65 that year. He didn't miss that many games his first year.
I mean, you have a two-month break. I mean, it's easier for you to get help.
He before the two-month break. That two-month break came in March. The season starts in October. So he was well on his way to playing that number of games. And none of this was being said when he was literally single-handedly stopping Memphis and Golden State from even wanting to come near the fucking paint in the playoffs.
Did he stop Jokic?
Jokic shot under 50% three times in four games against the Lakers. Jamal Murray was the most – how quickly we forget that Jamal Murray was dropping 30 a game in that damn series, and that was the difference. Yes, Jokic is still Jokic. He's the best player in the league. No one's arguing that. But when we've literally saw all year Jokic shooting fucking 16 of 21 and 20 of 25 this whole damn year, and then he shoots under 50% three out of four games, yeah, Anthony Davis had a whole lot to do with that. He had a whole lot to do with Memphis getting put out and getting blown out. And he had the same thing happen against Golden State. And everyone was saying, Anthony Davis just reminded the world he's the single best defensive player in basketball. And this is not a question. And then we reward him as such because, again, you're going to pay these types of dollars. LeBron is going to be done in a year or two. And it's easier to get a star to come here to agree for a trade when you already have a star in place. Not to mention, Russ is gone. You have multiple contracts that you can put together for another big deal, i.e., if they wanted to, and not that I want this, but Russell and Hachimura together basically equals Kyrie's contract. So they have the pieces to make a big move if they want to, and you have one star locked in. They know what they're doing.
Thanks, Corey. That's all I wanted you to do was elaborate. That's it. Yeah, had to be petty for me to do that. But hey, look, excellent reporting.
This is what I do.
Thanks, man. That was dope, though. I like that. You covered all bases. I ain't got shit to say. Good job. Nothing to refute. That's all.
I'm
asking a question. That's it.
Hey, but there's a lot of people who sat there and go, AD gonna give that much. Like, literally, everybody was praising AD the whole playoffs. And the second he gets paid, people want to look like he's crazy. Some people, not everybody. Some people look like he's crazy.
I figure he'd get paid, but you know.
He's going to get a max. Guys like that don't not take get a max.
Yeah, he's going to get a max. Like, I knew it. It wasn't like he was going to be like, well, you got swept, brother. You're not going to get no money. Nah, they're going to get 80 to max. That's like Bron. Bron can get the max no matter what the fuck going on.
Still. Like, do you know what motherfuckers have? Fuck it. It's going to be bad. Michael Porter Jr. has a max.
That's a lot of motherfuckers. They got a max.
But that's okay.
No, him and Ja got the same contract.
Yeah, because Ja failed to make – because Ja failed to make – and he would have been eligible had he made All-NBA and not been stupid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
this year. But you need to make All-NBA 2 out of 3 years, or you got to make it in the very last year before you're eligible, extension eligible, which is why Jaylen Brown became eligible, because he got it last year. That's the rule.
And that's why Clay couldn't get the Supermax, because he missed 2 years, and then the 1 year he didn't make All-NBA, and he would have been eligible for that same Supermax Jaylen Brown got.
Mikal Bridges got a max. Like, it's plenty of people who haven't accomplished that much that get maxes.
Well, the Mikal Bridges got to deal with the Ben Simmons saga every day, so he deserves a max contract. Just
he got it before. I thought he got it when in Phoenix. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be. I don't know.
Oh, no, I think he got it in Phoenix. I think he got it in Phoenix.
So it's just, it's what it is.
What up, Fries?
What's good, Fries? My good shit on good. The pup. Good shit on the promos, by the way, Brad Fries. I see those. They look good. Congrats. Yeah, Corey pretty much covered it. I don't have any other big free agent moves. I'm going to be honest with you. The Lakers seem like they did a good job retooling and keeping the pieces they need. I think Gabe Vincent was a great pickup for them. It'll be interesting to see what's going on with the Rockets. They got Dylan Brooks. I knew he was going to get paid. You know what I'm saying? People were trying to ship him off to China and all types of shit. I knew he was going to get paid. Somebody was going to pay him.
I didn't know he was going to get paid like that.
I mean, it's the Rockets. I mean, it's the Rockets, though. Like, I mean, who, like, they... Like, I think, like, if anything, if the coach that I think will probably love him, it is Ime Udoka because of his defensive ability. And you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if they'll be able to quiet him down in that locker room. Remember what John Wall was saying. You got Fred VanVleet there. Other than that, I mean, Gerard, you got anything? Like, I mean, I ain't got nothing from the Knicks. Y'all know that's my squad. I mean, they just picked up Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, that's pretty much it. Traded Obi Toppin, broke my heart.
I was going to ask. I wasn't going to bring that up for your sake.
The Obi Toppin trade. Indiana
I'm not mad at it, though, because, I mean, Tibbs don't want to play him. And I feel like Obi Toppin has a lot of talent to show that he's a good player in this league, but Tibbs just won't play him. You have Julius Randle there that's going to occupy all of those minutes. They're not looking to get rid of him. I mean, what else can you do? He's a CIA agent. You know, they're going to look out for his best interest at heart because... CAA agent, right. I meant player, whatever. You get what I'm trying to say. But you know they're going to look out for him. They put him in the best position where he can get the most minutes, showcase most of his talent with a young team in Indiana. I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Obi. Hopefully he grows from there. But that's it, man. Ain't nothing really else except for the main news. But Gerard, if you got something...
How do you feel about your team, Gerard, and the moves that your boys made and the people that they lost? Because Bruce Brown and Jeff Green were very important pieces of that title.
Veteran players, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we weren't going to have the money to pay Bruce what he want, bro. Bruce went to Indiana, got what, $11 million a year?
Thought it was more.
No, it was like 20.
I thought he got a huge deal. No, he got like 48 mil. He's getting like 12.
Yeah, he got a huge 2 year 45. Two year 45.
He's getting paid.
I'm like, he got 20 some mil. Yeah, no, he
yeah. Paid, so paid, my boy. Yeah, we didn't have the money to give him that. It is what it is. Jeff Green, he old. He had you a good little defensive spurt every now and again. A couple of big dunks to get to crowd height, but. I mean, we cap-wise, we got to save up for Jokic in two more years? Jamal next year, I want to say.
Jokic is 2 more years? I thought he signed a contract last year.
He's probably extension eligible at some point, so I would guess.
Oh, well, y'all going to need to pay him. So I save all the bread you can get or you can for right now.
But as long as we got Jokic and Jamal still there, okay, what else you put around them? And
never mind. Jokic signed an extension last year.
Yeah, like he signed an extension last year. Like
so he's got
26 or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
no, he's got 4 fully guaranteed years. It's just starting this year.
Yeah,
so he's got back. 4 in a player option. So,
yeah. Extension.
So he's set. 47, 51, 55, 59, and then the player option for 62.
Underpaid.
And that's cheap. to whatever everything else is going on. So
yeah, especially with an ascending contract like that. It helps y'all out when the CBA gets here and then the salary capture rise year exactly. after year after year.
And then so these contracts that look like they're crazy aren't nearly as bad.
Because y'all remember when Mike Conley got paid the $251.
Yeah. But there's a lot of guys that fucking
It looked horrible.
Like Tobias Harris. Yeah. Tobias Harris is getting paid a ridiculous amount, and that ain't even shit no more.
It's still a lot to Philly.
Still a lot to Philly. Though. How y'all feel about the Phoenix Suns and their?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Contract situations.
That's how we feel about it. We forgot about it. So. I mean, Matt Ishbia just going all in, bro. Like, I mean, I'm not mad at him. I'm kind of wondering how it works. Like, I heard that Bradley Beal is going to be the starting point guard, so that's a little weird. I figured if anything, they put Book in that spot. But hearing that Bradley Beal going to be his starting point is a little weird.
Kind of maybe it's by name, but like I would like the same way you said. I feel like Book is the better facilitator.
I don't know if you just want to keep him in that role to keep his scoring like on a high tier, and that's why you want Bradley Beal to be the point guard because he's probably the one you want to sacrifice offensively. But I mean, they got rid of Campaign. You got KD. You still got DeAndre Ayton. He's the wild card in all of this because you can't predict what type of DeAndre Ayton you're going to get. I don't necessarily believe them getting rid of Monty Williams is going to fix this attitude problem. So I don't know. I don't know what's good. I don't know what's good with the Suns. I don't know if they're just going by, okay, this looks like a championship team on paper that should win. And we're just going to go ahead and get that done. I have concerns with KD's injury history. If he's going to be able to stay healthy throughout the season and going into the playoffs and all of that. So I don't know. I don't know what's good with Phoenix. I don't have them as the favorites. I still got Denver as the favorites, unfortunately, with the Lakers being second. But I don't know. I guess that's the move. We just going to throw all these stars on one team and then see if it works. I mean, I don't feel like they have a better chemistry than what KD had in Brooklyn. I just don't. I feel like what KD had in Brooklyn with James Harden, Kyrie, and KD, I feel like that's a better fit than what they have now. So, I don't know.
Definitely a better fit because – Kyrie was like, James, you can run play the one. I just want to put the buckets. Let's just get some buckets. And James would eat up in the fourth quarter, and then it'd be your turn, my turn, his turn type deal. you couldn't stop that shit.
And James got the talent to average a triple-double. I don't know if Bradley Beal got that type of talent. So it's easy for James to just kind of fit right into that role. I don't know what's good with Bradley Beal being a point.
He's a far better player. His passing compared to Beal's passing is not even close.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to, and I do think they did a pretty good job of bringing in some role players who have the chance to be good. If they can get two to three of those guys, Eric Gordon was a great pickup, like, period. Yeah, but I hate that they got Eric Gordon. That was great.
That was cheap.
But if they can get a couple of the, you know, Bates Jop, who was like prototypical 3-and-D kind of guy, Metz, who was pretty decent. For you know, as a high energy big rebound stuff like that, who knows what Bobo could bring? Like they brought Watanabe's a really good shooter, and that's kind of a decent.
That's KD's guy.
Yeah, so if they can get a couple of those guys to hit and fill in those spaces, then it will help. I'm just not sure who's facilitating.
You know what? I forgot they had Bobo. I forgot
that. Wembanyama before Wembanyama, though.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put Phoenix as the favorites right now. I have the Nuggets at 1B because Bobo, you know what I'm saying? Like that rivalry is there. So I'm going to have Phoenix as number one.
Dish asks, was Dame actually moving?
At some point.
Hopefully.
I mean, I guess that's a perfect. We could use Dish as being the segue. I mean, oh yeah,
is he moving? I don't. I think he's gonna move, but I don't. Ultimately, I think he's not gonna take the. I think Portland might just cave in and give up, get the Miami deal, or they're looking for. They're looking for somebody to take that deal up off their hands. They'll take a couple of them players off their hands to clear up the cap.
Or to add in a team. Yeah. They don't want Hero. Hero doesn't fit. Like, we already got Scoot. And
the real numbers.
Don't worry. I'm going to get back to you, Gerard. Go ahead.
Who's the other kid they drafted last year? It should have been in the dunk contest.
Shaedon Sharpe.
So they already have two scoring guards that are their future. They don't want Tyler fucking Hero. He doesn't fit. So, and it ain't like you got 5-6 picks that you can throw their way. So why should they take that draft?
I think a report came out and said they had, what, 3 first-round picks and 2 pick swaps? I think. Well, 2 first-round picks and 3 pick swaps, something like that. So they might have the picks.
They it's not enough.
Old buddy, the rookie that they just drafted from UCLA, he just became trade eligible last Thursday. So,
Jaquez.
Yeah. Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Pretty nice.
He just became trade eligible last Thursday. So, on the 29th.
Him over Jovic or something like that. They don't want Jovic. They want him.
Over Jaquez? So they want Jovic?
No.
Over Jaquez?
They want Jaquez. They want him. Over Jovic. They don't want Jovic. That's they want him.
Interesting.
That's what I mean, you know these reports, man. They come out. They could be true. They possibly not. Like, I'm just saying that's what I saw. Nah, but Gerard, stake your true feelings on.
The real number zero.
We don't want this analytical shit from you. That's not what you're here for. Go ahead and say what you said. The real number zero. Say what you said in the group chat, please.
Get the other number zero off his team and give Scoot his number back. The real number zero. And you see his Instagram, man.
This man was literally put onto the top 75 NBA players of all time. And you're telling us that he should be giving up his jersey to a rookie.
He's most likely going to have a statue in front of the arena. You do realize that.
He's one of the rappers. He's one of the 3 best players in the history of that franchise.
And that's really at worst because he's number one.
There's arguments, but it's him, Clyde, and Bill Walton in some order.
Oh, yeah, of course,
and Clyde and Bill both. Like either way, he's one of the 3 best players in the history of your franchise.
Hey, how many of them got a title?
With Portland, only Walton.
No, that's the only one that deserves a statue. Man. You don't get no statue from being a.
They're not the Lakers. They don't get to make those calls. You better fucking.
You don't get no statue for being just.
You take whatever the. They don't have the cachet in the history to be.
They don't need a statue outside the Rose Garden.
You got to get to this level before you can have a statue.
You don't get a statue with the Portland Trailblazers. You don't deserve one then.
So Melo not getting a statue outside of Denver? Would you be unhappy if Melo got a statue outside of Denver?
I am so sorry, but Melo will not be getting a statue outside of the Denver Nuggets.
Y'all still hate that man, actually. So.
I don't hate him. He's not even the best number 15 to wear a jersey.
But Dame is the best zero to wear a Portland jersey.
He's a zero, all right.
All right, bet. Okay.
Now that we heard the idiocy that I wanted y'all to hear, thank you. All right. Yeah, yes, he has to get moves, man. They want to rebuild. That's the key. Rookie of the Year also has so many names in preseason. At least Wem Scott. I don't think Wemby's going to be Rookie of the Year because
San Antonio's
already talking about load management. I don't think he's going to play enough games.
Pop invented load management.
Oh, but they like, made that shit like very clear. It was like, hey, we don't see him really playing more than 50 games this year. We just gonna chill. So I don't see it. Honestly, from what I've seen, I think it's gonna be Chet.
Scoot and Chet to me are the 2 favorites. Yeah.
Scoot and Chet. I want to throw Brandon Miller in there.
I don't trust Brandon Miller.
I was about to say from what I saw from him in summer league, I don't trust Brandon Miller to be like that.
I was at the Lakers game I went to at Summer League was the one against the Hornets. I forgot he was on the court for like most of the game.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, he didn't show me anything to be like, yeah, you're the number two pick. I didn't see anything from him. Charlotte, please do better next time you draft. MJ's on his way out.
He's gone now. He's gone now.
He's gone now. The sale just official was like last week or something like that.
Yeah.
We need to do better, Charlotte. But anyway, as far as it comes to Dame, the timing thing is a little bit weird at this point because now there's nobody in the facilities. Everybody's taking vacation, so there's not – you're not going to hear any type of trade talks or anything like that until training camp possibly. So it's really going to be up to what the Blazers feel like they want to deal with. If they want to deal with their young players, knowing that they want to rebuild and move on with Scoot and them, they want their young players to kind of go through the questions about Dame every other day, then he'll be there. If they don't feel like they want to deal with the questions, then they just want to start fresh and go into the season with no distractions, anything like that, they'll trade him when training camp begins. But that's pretty much where we're at. There's no news. There's no rumblings. There's no nothing. Forget what you see on Facebook. Forget all of that shit. They're not even in the office right now. So all these trades that you see that could possibly be happening and the order of it, disregard those. But I think he's gone. Training camp starting what, September?
Yeah.
I think he's gone by September. I think he's gone by September.
It's possible. I think they want to. I think that they didn't think they would get Scoop. And that's what kind of threw everything off.
Yeah, thanks, Charlotte.
Because they literally – well, no, even before that, because remember, they shut down Dame at the end of the season. He was
well, they shut him down to get Scoop, though.
Like, they shut him down to get a higher pick. I don't think – I think, once they hit three, I think, all right, it was like, all right, I guess Miller and we can work around that. But then Scoot's there, and it's just like, well, shit. We might as well go full rebuild at this point.
Well, Dame wanted that pick traded regardless if it was going to be Brandon Miller or Scoot or whatever. He still wanted that pick traded. He didn't want them to draft anybody. So, I mean, I don't think them drafting Brandon Miller would have changed anything. Like,
I think they had a plan. I think they had a plan, and then getting Scoot kind of made them alter courses.
Well, see, Dish, that's the thing. They don't have a reason to trade him to Miami, but I was going to say this. I didn't want to interrupt Corey. But these players that's hitting free agency, they're not going into free agency. Like, free agency is not a thing no more unless you're an older player on a contract that some team is wondering if you're going to be able to uphold or some shit like that. Free agency is no longer a thing. You sign your extension, and then you request to get traded. That's the new free agency. There's no Giannis hitting the market or KD hitting the market or there's not going to be any of that. Jaylen Brown hitting the market. Jason, there's not going to be none of that. It's, yo, I'm going to sign my extension. I'm going to get my bag. And then, yo, trade me. That's what free agency is now.
It's too much money.
Right. There's not going to be no more of these stars in free agency no more. And that's why Austin Rivers is so pissed off. Like that's why he's so mad.
They broke down like the big contracts. KG was talking about it where it was like there's no really mid-level contracts no more. Like it's either max
or minimum
There's max. There's like the 15 to 20 mil guys for the high quality role players, and then it's going to be minimum because it costs too much to keep those max guys, which is unfair. Like. Teams are – you can't have three max guys on your roster unless you're just going to get nothing but minimum guys the rest of the way, which usually doesn't work out good. Teams are going to get penalized for drafting well, for doing their job good. Like OKC, depending on if Chet continues to look the way he did in summer, if Jalen Williams, who was second in Rookie of the Year, continues – that's four guys – who are going
and
to
the other
want
Jalen Williams.
Yeah, but he didn't flash the possibility of being a max guy the way the other Jalen Williams did.
That's crazy.
I had a homeboy that looked just like that nigga.
So you have potentially four guys that Oklahoma, Shea wasn't a draft pick, but he was traded. But you got four guys who could all be getting max deals. Giddey damn sure will get one. Giddey's damn near average triple double.
On a rookie contract, right?
He was traded on a rookie contract. Okay. Yeah, it's right out. I think he only did 1 year with the Clippers.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, Golden State did it, but
they and what's happening with them? Different. They just had to get rid of Poole. Well, because of that,
they were going to kind of get rid of Poole anyway. But
agreed, but they signed Poole to a max deal. They had to get rid of Draymond didn't sign a max deal. And Clay's max deal was years ago.
Dre didn't sign a max?
I don't think Dre's was a max.
I think Dre was a max. Wouldn't he sign like 100 mil, something like that? 110, 115?
4 year, 100 mil. 25 mil a year. He did not get a max.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Now that we 4 years what max on. Deals really are, yeah, you're right.
And Clay's was max back then, so he's at 40 mil, but that's not even as big as the Crazy Smith. And they still had to move pull off. Because there's no way we're going to be able to financially do that.
They still got to figure out what they're going to do with Clay.
Exactly. And we're still talking about that. Like, yo, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep Clay. You can't. Yeah. That's the way this is going to be have to function right now, which is why I'm happy the Lakers did what they did for that exact reason. Get some reasonable contracts and get some mid-level people. That's the way it has to be done. It's literally why Denver just won.
We ain't got some older players in the draft that you can kind of just plug in and get ready to play now. Mike so you don't have – no, old, like, you got to think about it. The people we drafted was fucking juniors and seniors in college, bro.
No, I get that. I just don't think you're going to be paying a lot. Like, Christian Brown was – should have been playing more in the fight. Like, Christian Brown looked damn good every time he was on the court. He wasn't getting minutes like that. And he was not getting minutes like that.
Definitely need more minutes this year.
Right, and he's going to have to because Bruce Brown is going to step into that role. But like last year, he still could have been playing more minutes than what he was in the playoffs.
I mean, if Bruce wasn't playing so good, then shit, Christian would have been playing.
Mike Malone don't play younger guys.
Don't play young players.
Drew, you walking back your Austin Reeves take yet?
Nope.
Got to check.
It's Captain America, all right? I think they play tonight. Team USA playing tonight. I like a scrimmage or some shit. Another play in Puerto Rico. I just don't know what.
Shout out to Jalen Brunson. Keep doing what you're doing, my boy.
But yeah, man. I don't know anything else that happened in free agency, bro. Like it might happen.
No.
Kyrie signed back. Dallas made a few moves. Grant Williams. I ain't really moving the needle on that one.
Grant Williams to
Dallas is a really good pickup for them. They needed him. Like,
yeah.
They need
him. Yeah, they need him. I'm saying, but it's not like, all right, Dallas is a top tier Western Conference team now.
It kind of puts them in a conversation. Like
the West is a bunch of teams.
Yeah, like it's not.
No. I said top tier. It's only like three or four.
I don't think there's three or four top tier teams. If you want to give Denver that just based off the fact that they're the champs, sure, but I wouldn't put any other team that's definitely top tier. I don't think the Lakers are definitely top tier. We don't know about Phoenix. We don't know. Memphis is good, but they flamed out in the playoffs multiple times. I'm not putting them in that. None of them teams. It's a giant fucking jumble of teams.
Zion should be healthy. I laugh saying that.
But I'll see that when that happens.
I'm just saying.
Mariah Mills is still out there. I don't want to talk about
it. He should be healthy. I'm not bringing that man's personal. Right. I'm saying.
You could tell me if Zion were to stay healthy, New Orleans could be a two seed.
If he stays healthy, that's what they were. Like
it's exactly. Not... And that's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm not – all these teams are all in there together. I think Oklahoma City is going to be way much better. They damn near made the playoffs last year. They're going to be even better. And I love that because they got they traded to Dallas. I like Dallas's rookie. Oh, Kayson Wallace. He's good. But, like, who knows? Golden State, who knows?
For what? If I'm Brandon Ingram, I'm chilling out. Like, you're the number one option if Zion's not there. So I'm good where I'm at. Like, I'm not I'm not bugging if I'm Brandon Ingram. Like, I'm just not, my boy. But nah, ain't nothing else in free agency, bro. That's it, I think. Unless I'm missing something, but I don't think so.
No, I mean, the Grizzlies signed Derrick Rose, traded for Marcus Smart.
I like the Smart move.
Me too. That's the Dylan Brooks that they should have had.
I mean, that's depending on what version of Marcus Smart we're getting.
Just play
defense. Last year's Marcus Smart wasn't shit.
I mean, just play defense and be an adult. Like, that's it. Just play defense and be an adult. Like, that's
being an adult thing is good. I don't. He was not good. Like the amount of shit I kept seeing online about why are the Celtics playing Marcus Smart over Derrick White all year. Everyone was like, Derek White needs to be they're playing Marcus Smart because he feels like he has to, because he's a leader on the team. But Derek White should be getting his minutes. I heard that all year.
Derek White cut all his hair off, by the way. Bald head Derek White is a baller from what I've seen.
That's concerning.
But no, I mean, Marcus Smart didn't play particularly well last year, in my opinion. He thought he was. What I didn't like from Marcus Smart all of last year, which was always what everybody has been saying about the Celtics the past two seasons. Why is he having the ball in his hands at the last second for the last second shots?
Honestly, when I was watching shit on that, and it just seemed like the ball just found his hands. Like, it wasn't like they ran the play call for him. It was just like, JT got the ball. He's trapped here, so he got to give it to JB. And then the play breaks down, and he got to kick it out to Smart. He's like, oh, shit, there's 3 seconds left.
It's been like that for years. It's always been like that. At least three, 4 years. Like, somehow Marcus always end up with the ball at the end of the game. Every time.
I never understood it, bro. Never.
Yo, sometimes that's how karma work, man.
Like, like, wait a minute. Why is he taking the shot? Like, JT, don't get the ball up. Just shoot it over two people. Like, we'll take that over a Marcus Smart shot.
Yeah, well, Joe Mazzulla got a lot to prove this year, too. So hopefully.
All right, okay, before we go on to the NFL, how do y'all feel about Joe Mazzulla actually getting the offseason this year? Like, last year when he got the team, it was literally he didn't pick his own crew.
Yeah, and they didn't pick anybody. That's the thing.
They just let him throw the ball out there and go.
You think
he'll be better this year?
It's possible. He doesn't have any excuses. But, like, I didn't realize that until I was listening to Bill Simmons and Priscilla talk about it, like, later in the year. It's like, that should happen right before training camp. Mm-hmm. They didn't get any – and they had already lost their top assistant – Will Hardy, who went to Utah. Mm-hmm. So you just lost your head coach and your top assistant. They didn't have time to bring in anyone else. And here's a first-time head coach with very little experience as it was. And we can't even put a coach – you can't throw a whoever, you know, former head coach as a top assistant like they all do. The whoever's the Brian Shaws or the fucking Mike Woodsons or whoever the fuck. You know, those guys that – they put on the staff as their lead assistant. He didn't even have that. So, like, is it possible he'll be better? Sure. Like, at least he'll have a fucking actual staff. Like, you at least got to give him that shot. Like, it makes sense that they would at least try that and try to get that shot.
Yeah, he deserves another season to see what, like, not hiring your own assistants. I mean, pretty much just you coaching out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you're trying to, like, I don't even think he was running really his own system. Like, a little bit of mostly Emay's system with some of what he's trying to implement.
That nigga was hype for 3 points, bro. Hey, get out there and shoot the rock, bro. You give a fuck what y'all do. Y'all ain't got to play no defense. Y'all ain't do none of this shit. Shoot the ball. Possessions. Like, more possessions. Shoot the ball quick.
I mean, you running plays for the teaching them plays for the three is a lot easier than you teaching them defensive assignments and rotations and all of that. So I'm not mad at them. Like, you didn't have time. Like, you know, they don't practice like that. So it's like, it's not like he had time over the season to put in a game plan or nothing like that. He's a first-time head coach. He got all types of shit he got to deal with.
Yep.
I hope the worst for him, but I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Of course, it's always false. Make that very clear. It's always, always fuck Boston.
It is what it is. I hope the worst
for him. It's always fuck Boston. Always fuck Boston. Well, yeah, moving on to the NFL, man. Let's start out, man. Are running backs being devalued?
Oh, I thought there was going to be a different question. Of course they're being devalued. I thought you were going to ask why. There's no doubt.
Why are they being devalued? Why are they being devalued?
Economics 101. Supply meets demand. There's a massive supply of running backs that you can get that can do the job that you need them to do. So even when you get these really, really good ones, what does it really wind up mattering? Who are all the top running backs? How many of them made the conference championship game? Like, who? Derrick Henry? No. Saquon? No. Josh Jacobs? No. McCaffrey did. There's your one. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl with fucking Isaiah Pacheco, 7th round pick, and journeyman Jerick McKinnon as the running backs.
Oh, because Clyde was just...
Because Clyde wasn't shit. After
6 games this year.
Right. And they had someone who could do the job at a higher rate that they picked in the 7th round that's maybe making $1 million. The Eagles had, like, yeah, Miles Sanders was, I think, a 2nd-round pick. And now Boston Scott and fucking Kenneth Gainwell and these random... All these teams do that shit.
They weren't Buffalo. They weren't trying to pay Melvin either. Sorry.
They weren't. He held out into the season.
Yeah, they weren't.
He literally held out into the season.
They weren't trying to pay Melvin either, man. That wasn't.
Spin that issue. Todd Gurley shit hurt people in the Zeke and the Zeke contract. The Gurley and the Zeke contracts fucked shit up.
Gurley for sure. Because Gurley got his knees just dead, though.
Yeah. But it's just like, why? Like, you're looking at the best team. Buffalo ain't had a fucking run.
Shady.
People were waiting for like through 3 years for Devin Singletary to do something. It didn't matter. Why? Because we got good receivers and our quarterback can run better than damn near anybody. Baltimore been parading out random running backs.
San Francisco
got like 34,000-yard running backs.
Francisco's always been that way, though. Even before the running back market was devalued, they always kept, like, two, three running backs that were nice. They had more start and shit. Like, they've always had, like,
Jeff Wilson, fucking Eli Mitchell. Like, that's what happens. Like, yeah. I can find better people. It sucks, and I hate it, and it's unfortunate. For people who pay that position, but it's just like winning matters, and most of, like, the league is a pass happy league now. Half these quarterbacks can run, which makes it even easier to just have an average running back and make that shit happen. That's good. New England never really, yeah. Corey Dillon, the 1 year.
I was about to mention New England too. Good shit. Dude.
The only other consistent running back they had was James White, who was a receiver master's running back. It's the way the league is now, in which passing is the most important thing. And as long as teams are going to keep getting this production from these undrafted dudes or these 5th-round or later backs, why am I going to pay money for that?
But, yeah, is it – do you think that they're going to eventually, like kids not going to want to play running back no more?
If I'm parents, I'm telling, if my son wanted to play football, I'm like, you're running back, you're not doing that.
Yep.
Because you got to look at it this way. They take all this punishment, peewee, middle school, high school, college. You don't get out of your rookie contract. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once your rookie contract is up, you're not getting that big payday. You're not getting that 15-20 mil contract that you're looking forward to, usually, with quarterbacks and wide receivers get after their rookie deal. cornerbacks, you're not getting that. So there's no point in me telling my son to put your body or like do that type of damage on your way up to that level to where you get paid. And then when you get that, they like, you know what? I don't think we're gonna pay you. We're gonna get the seventh round kid that we see out of Iowa State somewhere. And he could do basically everything you do if we just pair him with another six rounder or something like that. Like there's no point in me telling my son to play that position. I'm going up to the coach and be like, yo, you need to switch him to like receiver or whatever, bro. Like he's not playing running back. That's just not happening.
Right. It's useless. Like you said, the punishment they take is it's that's how it is. I forget who it was that said it. Someone was like, you basically get penalized for doing really good. Because, I mean, case in point, Derrick Henry has been absolutely unbelievable. What's everybody going to say when he hits the market next year? How many miles does he have on him? Yeah. All these carries, everything he's done. It's viewed as a negative because you've been able to handle this workload and have thrived in this workload. Now you have too many miles on you, so you don't want to pay.
The same thing that happened with C-Mac. Because C-Mac get paid, what, $16 million?
But he's
his contract
not
even guaranteed. His contract not even guaranteed. So if you do have a bad, like, get the rolling, they can just cut.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that Zeke and him are the reasons why running backs aren't getting paid anymore. But, you know, I'm specifically going to blame the Cowboys.
That's fine.
I mean, Zeke got, what, $48 million? And then every year after that,
it's not their fault. They're just the last two to really, really get the bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it just is what it is, man. The players didn't really do a good job of trying to, which is kind of weird to me that the running backs didn't kind of step up and be like, hold up on that CBA deal. What about us? That's a little weird. You know what I mean? I started thinking about it. Like, wait, why didn't y'all stick up for the running backs as a whole? But it's a passers really? League. It's a quarterback league now. Like that's
yep. really any of the positions though.
Well,
like you can't get the free agency in NFL until like year six.
Which is more reason why running backs should have been like, hey, let's hold up on that CBA deal. Let's try to figure out something for us because they're the only position that's really like that.
Like even the very best of like the safety or like a middle line, because most teams don't even value like middle linebackers anymore, like inside linebackers that really like. But Roquan was still able to get a deal, or like the best Buda Baker is able to still get that kind of a deal when you're that good. Even those guys can't get this shit for as far as running backs go.
No.
Like, if there is one, it's like Josh Jacobs is going, yo, I've rushed for 1,000 yards twice. You didn't pick up my fifth-year option, and I responded by leading the league in rushing and being a first-team All-Pro. I'm only 25 years old when that number is 30. Like, every year it's 30 years old is that number for running backs. I'm only 25. You can sign me to a 3-year deal, and conceivably, I'm still – all three of those years will be that – at that high level that you're not afraid of, and he still can't get a deal.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Because Derek getting paid 10 this year.
He's underpaid. He's damn sure underpaid for what y'all about to put that man through.
Seriously. They're not trying to pay him more than 12.
Yeah, they probably won't. Because he started – his highest was 14. I think that was the first
that's
year.
That's crazy for me to think about. Yep. Is that Derrick Henry was only getting paid $14 million at most. That's crazy.
But that's insane. That's high for a running back though.
But still, it's kind of comparison to the Saquon thing. Even though we saw Daniel Jones kind of elevate towards the end of the season, it's the same thing. Like, bro, he's your best player. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, can y'all kind of like. Yeah, take care of the best player, but nah, he's a running back. No, like that's the shit. That's crazy. Like, then, it's like, wait, what? Like, yo, he's your best player, dude. Like, nah.
Derek got that contract the same year Ryan signed the extension. I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, or the year after he signed it, it was a good deal for Derek, but it's this next deal
because he's going to free agency this year. And they already, like, people was already saying that he was on the trading block. And people were saying that if the Titans start off 0-6, he might be gone by the trade deadline.
He should be, though. Like, right. Honestly, if I'm the Titans and you love Derrick Henry, if y'all trash, which you will be, but if y'all trash, you might as well send him somewhere to a contender if you think that he's going to be devalued next year and then he's going to fall off a cliff because all the damage that you took on his body from all the hits over the years. Trade him. Don't subject him to that. But, I mean, y'all still kind of need to fill seats. If you think D-Hop going to do that, I think you're sadly mistaken.
Hell
but,
no.
I really think they're going to sign Derrick next year. And I don't think we're going to be awful. So, we got
You're not gonna be good.
How much is $3 billion stadium?
You're not gonna be good.
Y'all going into a $3 billion stadium with that roster?
Yeah, we getting a new stadium.
Y'all really gonna put Ryan Tannehill on the post on the damn team guide? That's what you about to do?
Levis no, he's gonna be gone. Quarterback competition has been a little.
Ain't Malik outplaying him right now? I heard a report saying Malik was outplaying him.
Outplaying Tannehill or playing Levis?
Levis.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
That's not surprising. Like, he had a whole year.
I mean,
they
were shitting on Malik Willis, like, after the season. So,
I don't know why. Everybody knew that the boy was a fucking project. Like, I didn't expect him to be starting no time soon. Like,
so y'all had a project, then he outdrafted another project. Good job.
Hey, Will Levis ain't shit.
Look, man, I didn't want the little Levis. You know. Thought we had to play for somebody else, but you know, they ain't go after him. We wanna go there.
4-13.
12-5, what you mean?
12-5.
It is what it is, guys.
12-5.
Let's get to these NFL predictions, bro. Because yes, I said 12-5. Let's get to these NFL predictions, dog. Shut up, Dish.
Y'all really do though. Wait, is there anybody?
No.
There's one possibility, no. But
the Texans?
No. Washington.
Washington doesn't have a quarterback.
But
who's their quarterbacks? Like, name the quarterbacks.
It's the competition. Here's what it's as far as I remember, it's a competition between Sam Howell, who had a couple moments last year, and Jacoby Brissett. And quite frankly, I take Brissett over any quarterback on Tennessee.
Me too. That's why I'm like, I don't.
That's why I said the only guys would be there. I'll take Brissett over
I'll
any
take
quarterback
the Washington
in Tennessee.
Quarterbacks over Titans. I would. I'm sorry, man.
Absolutely would.
Y'all are retarded.
I would absolutely.
Really? We're retarded.
Y'all are
Brissett.
Y'all are retarded.
100% taking
Brissett.
Like,
I don't feel like crunching the numbers right now, but I got something for you.
Y'all are retarded. That's fine. Y'all are retarded though.
So you retarded. Have a better quarter. You have a better quarterback stable than Washington, is your opinion?
Yes. Yes.
You just said y'all going 12-5, so your point is
12-5. So it's when we go 12-5. When we go 12-5, I don't want to hear shit.
Who's I'll give you $100 if y'all go 12-5.
I mean, you ain't got to put no money on it. I'm telling you now. Yeah, we're
exactly,
going 12-5.
Because you know why. Nigga. That's why.
I'm right. Thinking. I don't even know. I can't name a single person on your defense. I have no clue who's the pass rusher, who's the corner. Like, I have no clue.
Can you draw? Titans,
Jeffrey Simmons? Nico Archer?
Archer's all right.
Kevin Byard? One of the top safeties in the league and a top D tackle in the league? Like, what are we doing here, guys?
A top D? Who? Archer?
No, Simmons.
Oh, Simmons? I don't know about top defense.
He's one of the top in the league. What are you talking about?
He's fine.
Well, you named
guys are congrats.
I appreciate you giving a couple.
I
all right,
slander you. I just gave you credit for naming.
No.
I appreciate you. That's fine. Y'all still not shit.
Anyway, the AFC West is what we've been talking about, man. what are we going to predict the AFC West? AFC West consists of Denver Broncos.
Trash.
I'll wait on that.
Go ahead. Trash.
I mean, that's petty. Trash. That's petty. Trash. I expected
you're
that.
You're right, it's petty. They started that. The trash.
Of course. I didn't say you're wrong
trash.
For it.
Yeah,
didn't
trash.
Say you're wrong for it. I just said it's petty.
Trash. Fuck out of here.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
I got my reasons too. Trash. Whatever.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Either name them first or
the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders. And the Los, this shit is so wild because these names is in the Los Angeles Chargers.
I got the. What are we going I'll go first. Y'all go first. Fuck it. Y'all go first.
I mean, the Chiefs are first. Like, that's.
This is kind of. Yeah, I'm there.
It's just. I don't care who they lose. Who they. Although I will say, I am worried about the Chris Jones thing. Like,
yeah, he still ain't. Right?
You
he's
gotta
still
have Chris Jones.
He not that cat, right?
I can look past just about anything else when it comes to the Chiefs, just on the fact that you got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. But Chris Jones.
Pat gonna have to put up 50.
Seriously. They need to make sure Chris Jones is taken care of.
I think he'll get taken care of eventually.
He fucking better.
I think he'll get taken care of eventually.
Like I was listening to NFL podcast like last week, and like he was far ahead of every other defensive tackle in basically like everything. Like it's nah. Make sure he's good, but yeah. Chiefs number one. I think we're all in agreement on that, right?
Yes.
Chiefs
number one. All right, now it gets interesting.
It was the ass.
I don't know what we're doing with this one.
I want to put the Chargers too, but last I checked, Brandon Staley is still the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
I mean, they made the playoffs last year, man. We got to do
and suffered one of the worst losses in playoff. The top three biggest collapse in NFL playoff history, arguably.
Defense.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know. I just.
Where do you have Denver? That's all I want to know. You going through all this. I just need to see where you have Denver because of what you said earlier.
I feel like Sean Payton is a very good coach, and he is definitely better than the last coach. He was out of line. Don't get me wrong. He was out of line. But
where do you have Denver in this?
I don't know. I've gone back and forth.
Oh, in between last and third?
2 through 4 for all three of these teams, I've gone back and forth on. Oh, okay. I could literally see that playing out any order.
Okay.
I could see the Raiders figuring some shit out just if their defense is even passable. That offense, Jimmy G can do work if he's got weapons around him. Yeah. And the Raiders have fucking weapons.
He has to stay healthy, so what's that?
Yes, of course he has to stay healthy. But if he stays healthy,
cleared to practice?
Yeah, he got cleared before camp started. He passed the physical. He's been practicing. He's been going at it. They fucking love him already. Max Crosby's been like talking about but if they can, I think Josh Jacobs will eventually join. Well, he's going to skip camp, but I don't think he's about to miss any fucking regular season games.
Nah, he's not trying to get fined.
But if you get Jacobs, assuming you get Jacobs back, Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers, Hunter Renfrow, that's a damn good three receivers. Mm-hmm. Michael Mayer, the rookie tight end, was by most people the best tight end coming out of the draft. They got him in the second round. Like, they have the pieces for that offense to be very, very good. They just need the defense to be okay. And I don't know if that's going to be the case. For now, I will go Chargers 2, Raiders 3, Broncos 4. Okay. But I can legit see 2-4 playing out anyway. You can tell me any order in that, and I wouldn't be shocked.
I will go with the Raiders second, the Chargers third, Broncos fourth. Jimmy G, when healthy, he wins. As simple as that. 70% of his games when he wins, bro. Like, I don't mean when he's healthy, bro. Like, he wins 70% of his games. I mean, he don't come through in the big game, but the regular season he wins. Like,
man, they remember the when he got the his life. Man's missed bad missed the biggest throw.
That's a Super
of his
Bowl
life.
Ring, bro. That's a ring, bro. That's a ring. Next, it's a ring.
Literally, like that's not even an exaggeration. That's not like all. No. He puts that ball on the money. San Francisco wins the Super Bowl. That is a fact.
So I got them too. Hopefully their defense can hold up. So, and three with the Chargers. The Chargers are never healthy. They got great weapons, but none of them niggas can stay healthy the whole season. Keenan Allen was 6 games last year. Mike Williams was what? A couple of games last year. Like,
the
niggas was hurt. Niggas was hurt left and right, bro. Like,
they played him in week 18 and got hurt. He's fresh off an injury, and you played him in a meaningless week 18 game, and he got hurt, and then you lost in the fucking walk. Like, nah. I don't know how Brandon Staley still has a job. I don't know.
And they got weapons on defense. It's not like they defense trash. Like, you got Khalil Mack, you got the Bosa Bora, you got a couple of cornerbacks over there. What the fuck is their names? I can't think of their names.
I know who you're talking about. They got J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, J.C. Jackson and
Santi Samuel.
Santi Samuel Jr. So they got the defense over there.
And Derwin James, the safety, is one of the best safeties in the league, too.
So, I mean, 2 and 3, they can flip flop 2 or 3. It's just I don't trust the offensive side of the ball. Austin Eckler hadn't signed. Well, Austin Eckler got he got his extension right. He did.
No, he just got a renegotiated. They reworked his deal. He didn't get any extension, but he just reworked it.
Yeah, so he got some more money. So, hey, shut the fuck up, nigga, and run this fucking football. And I got the Broncos last. I don't trust Russell Wilson, as I always have said about Russell Wilson. He got like 6 good games. The first 6 games of the year, he looks amazing. And then it just goes.
He didn't even do that this year. He didn't even give you that last year.
He didn't. From the jump. I mean, Pete Carroll protected Russ a lot from what I seen from himself. If you compare Russell in Seattle to Russell in Denver. So, I mean, if we're going off that, and then the Broncos, what weapons do they have? Like offensive?
Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. And the Javonte Williams. They have weapons. Their roster isn't bad. Javonte Williams, he's just another one that's got to stay healthy.
And but they Javonte had all this last balling. Year. Yeah, they
yeah,
had all this
and
last
they had
year.
A and terrible
average 9
coach.
Points. Yeah, average 9 points.
Coach. Like, yeah. as out of line as Sean Payton was saying the shit that he said, Nathaniel Hackett was not a good head coach last year. Like, that was a he did a shit job. You just don't. You don't need to throw him under the bus. It was very unnecessary for Sean Payton to do that shit. But
we all know why he got to go to Denver in the first place.
We thought A-Rod was coming with
him. Either way, it's like they don't have a bad roster. They have some pieces there. He wasn't sitting there saying that shit the whole year. Wasn't people just replaying the same shit over and over? I think he was just sitting there saying, let's try the whole fuck. Whatever. I don't care. We got Broncos fourth.
Malik?
They try. That's what I'm going to say. I don't care about Jerry Jones. I don't care about Courtney Sutton. Got Russ's quarterback. I'm not expecting him to have a bounce back year, especially in Sean Payton's system. See, the thing that they're missing is that Sean Payton may be a great coach, but Russell Westbrook isn't the quarterback that Sean Payton
was.
Oh, sorry. My bad, Russ. My
Westbrook ain't it either.
Russell Wilson. Watch your mouth. Russell Wilson isn't the quarterback that Sean Payton tends to have success with in the system, a la Drew Brees. Even though their heights are similar, their games are not. Drew Brees is pretty much a prototypical drop back, get the ball out type quarterback, make quick reads, quick decisions. Russell Wilson is not that type of quarterback. He likes to run bootlegs, extend plays, things like that. Of course, we're going to expect Sean Payton to adapt to Russell Wilson's playing style, but we'll see. There was already a report that came out, and here's the funny thing, and this is why I'm mad at Sean Payton for even making this type of statement. So you threw Nathaniel Hackett under the bus and the Jets under the bus to build up your quarterback. Cool. Whatever. I got that. That wasn't what made me upset. What made me fucking upset was that after you said that, somebody in the Broncos organization leaked a report that there's concerns about Russell Wilson fitting into your offense. So you were just talking out the side of your neck for no reason. You didn't. There's no. It's like that's my issue. Is that if you're gonna build up your quarterback, build them up. Don't hedge your bet after. Don't do that. That's what pissed me off. Like, you gonna throw us under the bus and then you gonna hedge your bet? Don't make no sense to me. So no, I got him as trash because obviously you don't believe in your quarterback the way you do in order for that report to get leaked. That's just on me. I didn't hear you come out and refute it. You had all that to say about the Jets. You didn't come out and say nothing about that report. So which is it? So it's a quarter of my tier. I have Kansas City number one. I'm going to go ahead and put the Chargers number two. The reason why I'm going to put the Chargers number two, because there's a report saying that Devontae want to get traded. The Jets just freed up a whole bunch of cap. Yep.
When did that come up?
I knew this was coming.
Yep. Before saying that Devontae Adams might want to trade if things don't go well. Aaron Rodgers decreased his contract, giving the Jets back $35 million. So the Raiders got that to deal with during the season. Jimmy Garoppolo don't stay healthy, that shit gonna melt down. So I'm not gonna put them at second. I'm gonna put them at third. And then, of course, I got the Broncos at fourth because I don't believe in them at all. I don't. I think Sean Payton needs to get him another quarterback, and then we'll talk. But until Russ shows me something, I got y'all last. One all on Nathaniel Hackett. So.
That is true.
Didn't Sean left the same time Breeze did, or did he have Jameis for a year?
He definitely stayed a year after. So I believe he did have Jameis. Right? Yeah, the Jameis, Taysom Hill, and Jameis. That was Jameis was pretty decent. Balling
before he got hurt.
Yeah, pretty good year. Yeah, yeah.
Before he got hurt, because he got hurt.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Shoulder injury. Exactly what it was.
Yep. So he proved he's a good coach, man. He proved that. I'm just saying. We'll just have to see, man. What is Russ willing to do to revitalize his career? That's basically what it's going to be.
We'll see, man. Shout out to Future, though. NFC West, bro. We got the Rams. We got the Seahawks. We got the Cardinals. And who is the fourth team?
The best team.
The 49ers.
The good team?
It slipped my mind, bro. I'm sorry. The 49ers. Definitely number one with the 49ers. And they got would you say they have a good problem to have?
As far as what?
As far as what?
Having a quarterback?
Yeah. No.
No, because quarterbacks never really kind of – I mean, it matters, but they kind of just
– There's a literal saying that if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback.
That's not, true, with that, that's not true with them, though. Like, there's no, they're the only team that kind of – that's not true with.
Purdy is the quarterback. Right? But Purdy's the quarterback.
I know that.
As long as he's healthy, he's the quarterback.
Saying, like, having two quarterbacks is a bad thing. I don't think that – I don't think that's – San Fran's issue.
I believe that San Fran's issue is that they don't know what they're like. We never really saw Trey Lance. What, did he get hurt in week two?
Yep.
So you still have no clue what that is. Purdy the first is game, like
their first game was great. In the rain.
It was in the rain. It was fucking monsoon like, that first game. So they have no clue what to make of Trey Lance yet. Purdy had a good run, but, I mean, San Francisco has arguably the best roster in football. Like, everything that you need for a random quarterback to succeed, they had. Like, not to say Purdy didn't make his plays, because he did, but he's also was also a rookie seventh rounder, and now he's coming up surgery. And then you have Sam Darnold randomly there, which is just hilarious to me.
They say Sam Darnold look good. Bro.
I just – regardless – that roster's too good not for them not to be number one.
That's it.
and also, definitely number one. I mean, Kyle Shanahan. Like, no, I'm not going to not believe in Kyle Shanahan when he keeps fucking winning games. Honestly, this wasn't even that hard. I got Seattle, too. I think they still got a really good. I trust Pete Carroll. I don't know if Geno can replicate what he did last year. Oh, he's still the best Jets quarterback of the past decade. Like that hasn't changed at all.
Obviously, it has changed. The fuck are you talking about?
Boy hasn't played a game yet with the Jets.
So what? So he doesn't have to play a game. He's still the best Jets quarterback that we've had in the past decade. Shut up.
It depends on how he looks on all the field. Corey,
continue.
Either way, Seattle's got the roster. They've always drafted really well. They had some good picks. Be able to draft again, thanks to Denver. Good job by y'all. The Seattle's clear number two to me. I got the Rams three, and I got Arizona four. I don't know when Kyler's coming back. I don't know whether or not this new coach is going to be good. D-Hop's gone. I like that. Arizona's nothing to me. I think the Rams, I don't think they're going to be good, but, like, they can't possibly be worse than they were last year as long as guys stay healthy. And Cooper Kupp is still Cooper fucking Kupp. Aaron Donald is still Aaron Donald. As long as they've got them on the field, they'll at least be decently competitive again, I think. I mean, I don't think they win more than seven, maybe eight games. Yeah, but
I think they need to trade a couple of months.
They already traded a bunch of people. They let go of damn near every big name they had.
They did trade Jalen Ramsey.
Ramsey's gone. They got Wagner's gone. Fucking
Wagner back in Seattle.
Allen Robinson gone. Like, they got rid of a bunch of motherfuckers already. They've already been cleaning house. I know that didn't work out too well. But they have their core three guys, Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Aaron Donald. Like, if they can stay healthy. I mean, Cooper Kupp is literally their offense.
Stafford didn't take a pay cut for them.
Cooper Kupp still led their team in every receiving category. I think he only played nine games.
I'm gonna say he got hurt.
Team in every single receiving category.
They had Cooper Kupp Jr. out there in the streets getting yards and shit.
Right.
I do got San Francisco first.
I'm gonna go Seattle. Two. I'm gonna go the same as Corey because I don't see, I really don't see the Rams really doing too much. And I think they'll be decent. I don't think they'll make the playoffs or nothing like that. Yeah, I can see that too, Dish. What you think, Malik? How you feel? Like, Arizona's just trash.
Arizona's just garbage. Like,
yep.
Just keep it real. Like, they're just trash. They're tanking to get number one next year. Like, I don't even really see Kyler playing for them, honestly. If you want my personal opinion, I don't. Who they got? Colt McCoy as starting quarterback. Like, come on, man. Like,
he actually played better than Kyler last year too.
Like, it's just. This is a dumpster fire in Atlanta, in Arizona right now. They're just tanking to get number one next year. That's their goal. That's obvious. Yeah. Could really jumble up this division any way you want, except for number one with 49ers at number one. They're not going anywhere. So I mean, however you want to put it, I mean, y'all pretty much said everything. There's nothing further for me to kind of analyze there. I mean, I guess I got Seahawks at number two. We'll see what happens with Geno, if Geno can hold his shit together for another year. But Pete Carroll doesn't really ask him to do too much anyway, so I don't see why he can't replicate what he did last year. You know what I'm saying? They're not expecting him to be Superman. They paid him, but they still pay him to be a bridge quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he's the star there. You know what I mean? So
20 to 25 passes a game in that range for Geno.
That's all you got to do. Just don't make any mistakes.
They got the weapons.
They got some injured running backs too, though, don't it? I think both their running backs injured again. Like, Seattle and running backs ain't been the greatest since Marshawn Lynch, bro.
No, it's a curse.
They'll be fine.
Like, them niggas get hurt every season.
But they'll be all right, though. They always seem to pick up a running back or have
some. Well, that's the thing. They drafted that's one, the and he's, one of, the ones that's hurt right
he's
now.
One of the ones that got hurt. Yeah. Nigga broke his arm. Like,
they'll still be fine, bro.
They'll be fine.
For the rest of that division is
kind
of god awful. So I mean,
there's really only two reasons.
I hate what you're saying about the Rams, but then you gotta expect Matthew Stafford to bounce back. And
for sure,
he's kind of at the end of his career, so he could just be off the cliff at this point. So you really don't know.
He also had his first offseason where he didn't have a fucking 12 injuries to rehab and deal with and not be able to do shit. Like, this was the first time in years that he actually was able to, like, participate in OTAs and, like, work with. He never is able to do that because he was always dealing with some shit. That's true. So, always got, like,
a fucking shoulder injury, a hand injury.
Something. Something. Always.
Something he did, man. But yeah, man, I don't have nothing else for this. I have anything else y'all want to talk about?
No. Let's get out of here. Corey, you got something to say? Go ahead and say it.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I've got nothing. I'm happy to be back with y'all. We missed it.
Y'all gonna witness a body bag next week, bro.
We let some shit go. Cause
it's gonna be bad.
Get back here, Marcus. Cause we got some shit to talk about, and we spared Gerard, cause it just would have been unfair.
We talked Gerard out of the ass with him.
We really did.
I mean, I really would have went, but I said,
but it just shows.
Ass kick today. It's smart.
It shows
fight another day.
The That's growth. Cool. It just shows. Our growth that we didn't, we literally looked out for you and was just like, you know what? Let's move this because it's going to get ugly. It's going to get worse than what happened to Tim Anderson. Like, that shit was going to be bad.
Tim Anderson kind of got caught with something slick, though. He shouldn't have got knocked out. But now, Errol Spence.
Whew. Yeah.
That's a better comparison.
Fair enough.
Mm. Tim Anderson, boy, I swear, them motherfuckers said, boy, the side bitch sent out the hit on it.
That man moved the ump out the way just to get rocked. Like, literally pushed the ump out the way.
Hey, to get he went rocked. 3 for 3. Tim was 3 for 3, and then he just got caught with one that he didn't see coming. And
that's the fight game. Jose Aldo landed a punch the exact same time Conor McGregor did. Conor McGregor got a cut. Jose Aldo face planted.
Well, Conor hit him before Aldo hit him, so it took the power away from Aldo hitting him.
I'm just saying, there was still a cut. One made a cut. One made a face plant.
Brother, the commentator for the team was, down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson. Bro, I was crying. Man, a lot of shit happened over the past 4 days outside of the, like, just like sports world. Like,
shout out to Nate Diaz too, man. Shout out to Nate. You a dog, man. I don't know what it is about you. My player,
that nigga fights like a crackhead. I'm sorry, fool.
Can't get rid of that fool, man.
Listen,
that nigga would not stop, bro.
Let Nate cook. Let Nate be great. He's all right. Saying something crazy.
Before this podcast, I had to change into some shorts because my balls was hot.
Saying something crazy. The man literally immediately knocked the dude out and took his, like, yeah, he was wild. I ain't mad. Thank you for helping me win some money, Derek. I appreciate you.
Funny story about the Derek Lewis thing is that when I was watching the card, I was like, who is that in there? Like, I didn't know who his opponent was. And then I didn't know the fight. Like, I didn't know Derek Lewis was even on the card at this point. Yeah. And I saw him, and I was like, oh, okay, he got to be nice. And then I saw Derek Lewis. I said, they put him in there with Derek
Lewis. He was nice. He was the favorite. Well, he was the favorite.
He wasn't a favorite to me because I didn't know who he was. I was like, yo, why they put Vakin in there with Derek Lewis and what happened?
Who fucking, in fairness, this nigga Derek Lewis ran up and hit a flying knee. Like, you can't possibly prepare. There's not a sparring partner in the world that you can get that's going to be Derek Lewis size and bust out a flying knee. Like, that shit was insane.
Why you put him in there with Derek Lewis, man? Y'all was wrong for that. Y'all could have found somebody else in the heavyweight division to put that man in there with than Derek Lewis.
They do need to do a rematch. And Ngannou and Derek Lewis do need to do a rematch. They Nah, they deserve a rematch. That's one.
No, they don't.
One of the five worst fights in MMA history.
Exactly. They don't need no rematch.
They need to redeem themselves. It'll be like fucking Brock and Goldberg doing their rematch again.
I'm good. They don't. They're fine where they're at. Okay, we saw what it was. I'm not wasting my time on that. I'm sorry, it's too valuable.
Listen, Francis is already he didn't accomplish all the shit. He about to fight Tyson Fury. Get super paid, like, good on you. Get that Saudi money, Francis. Do your thing.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them boys in Alabama, dog.
Facts.
Shout out to them boys in Alabama, man.
Shout out my boy.
Jermichael B. Phelps. I'm gonna hold you down, dog. Free all of them, except the ones that, you know, they don't deserve to be.
Dude with the chair was wild, bro.
hey. Bro. The
chair was I don't know what that was about. You didn't need the steel chair, my God. But I get it. Hey,
no, that wasn't a steel chair. It was like one of the little.
I don't know that.
It wasn't steel.
Either way.
It's real to me.
The way he was swinging that motherfucker.
It's real to me, damn it.
Hey, he clocked that lady sitting down in the ring.
He hit a lady with a chair. He was really bugging. Like,
yeah, he is super wild.
You was wilding. Hey, you hit a lady with a chair? Oh yeah, you.
She was swinging on his wife. She was swinging on his wife.
So you hit her with a chair.
So you go fucking full, goddamn Rock versus Ken Shamrock and start just like Rock versus Mick Foley.
Hey, touch my wife, and I'm swinging chairs at everybody else at the moment. You getting a chair shot too?
I don't know about chair shot. I'm gonna protect my wife. I'm here to protect my wife.
Too, but I don't know about a chair shot.
Chair shot to the dome.
I'd probably throw the chair, but
swinging a chair, assault headshot? With a deadly weapon. That's literally assault with a deadly weapon.
No, sir, I'm not doing that.
Nah, nah,
that's not it.
Hey, freedom, like old boy on YouTube. That was another satisfying racial moment.
Apparently, the people that got jumped. They own a restaurant like an hour from here, so I might have to go check that out.
The white folks?
Mm-hmm. I'll send it to you.
Oh, shit. Gerard in the show.
To the wrong spot. Like, you thought Alabama was bad. You shouldn't have done that. And then they found who you are, and then we know where you at. Sell it. Sell it immediately. Hey, we need to relocate.
That's gonna be one funny moment in shop history when Malik walks up in there.
I'm not going in there. They shooting me. You saw what they just went through. They traumatized. I'm not getting shot.
Yeah, that's good.
I go up in there.
They might have Jim Crow laws in there now.
I'm in that hole.
All right, they gonna tell you to pick up your food from the back. You gotta go to the back door to get your shit. Word.
Nah. Wow.
No, we don't. We don't endorse or advocate for violence, but you know. You fuck around and found out. Security guard threw his hat in the air like Bobby Shmurda. Oh, he got the thumping, they jumped him. And next thing you know, niggas in the water, niggas coming off the boats, females coming off the boat, niggas getting thrown in the water, lady got thrown in the water, woman got hit with a chair. This shit was just wild. Niggas' Crocs busted open. Like, it was a wild day in Alabama.
Yeah.
But man, y'all got any positive words before we get up out of here, though?
I know I don't ever really got shit. I got nothing. Appreciate y'all for tuning back in.
Shout out to my boy Jay Uso. I meant Jimmy Uso.
You had it right.
Shout out to my boy Jimmy Uso, man. You know what I'm saying? Brother was talking crazy, saying he wanted to fight you, and then all of a sudden, when it's time to fight, he in the ring crying. We don't do that around here. We don't do that. Shout out to my boy Jimmy Uso, man. That's my positive word. Yeah, I got my positive word in the beginning of the show. I can be petty on the end. Gerard, you be careful. You be careful. You be careful. Don't do it. Don't wild out. I like to relax. Okay, like really relax. Quick, like I know. So relax, my boy. Don't do it. No, fuck off. Don't do it. Relax. Relax. Please relax. Oh man, here it comes.
I have a positive word. And you know, I always have a good one. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never done crazy or nothing like that. But you know,
elaborate, Corey, and you know.
Sometimes the people you wanted as a part of your life was only meant to be a chapter. Just remember that. It wasn't meant to go the long way with you. It was there for a reason. You accomplished that, whether it was short, whether it was a year, 2 years, or whatever. Like, they weren't meant to be there for a long time. Whatever the plan in life was, the universe put you in their life or put them in your life to show you something, show you what you can do, what you shouldn't do, what you can settle for, nothing like that. So just remember, just because you wanted them in your life for the rest of your life don't mean that they was meant to be there for the rest of your life. So. Y'all be easy. We out of here. Y'all know the episode will be up the other day in the morning. Man, it's good to be back.
shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Marcus. Shout out to everybody that showed up, put up on the podcast today. Shout out to Dish Loso Pod family, you know what I'm saying? Y'all boys be easy, man.
I'll see you soon, Marcus.